The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Bad boys, bad boys.
What are you gonna do?
Jesus.
Ow! When thinking outside the long box blows its load all over you, this is
you
thinking
sound
outside
like Hulk
the long box. What? John? Not even John.
You're super high. I'm super high.
I'm not high.
Juan's just along for the ride.
I'm not high.
I just something about you blowing somebody.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 177 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
I'm Doyle.
Today, we're going to be talking about Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah.
For life.
So,
Bad Boys 3.
Shizzle.
Diabetes.
I'm not really sure what that means.
It is.
Wow. Well, Rotten Tomatoes is, holy fuck, a 97% audience score and a 77% critic score.
So,
that fucking audience score is huge.
It is. I think
Jesus.
I think it's a little nostalgia heavy.
Yeah.
I think I would agree
that's
with,
wrong.
I think I would agree with the 77 a little more than the 97.
No, they're wrong.
But this was a really, really fun movie.
We're fucking,
like,
I
it's
think,
just straight,
what are we, 3 weeks or 4 weeks in?
Something like that.
And it's still number one at the box
right.
office.
I'm not.
I feel like nostalgia wears off at, like, week two.
Not with this, I don't
think. I feel like it does,
man. I think people are loving it a little bit more because, and it's the right way and time to do it. You don't need to release a freaking movie in your franchise every fucking year.
No.
Okay.
What are we, like 20 years later?
Yeah, if you release...
Jesus.
But no, if you release, like, you know, here's a movie, a few years later, here's a movie, a few years later, here's a movie, let the actors actually, like, mature as actors and as people and in their craft.
Right.
And then give them a script that's, like, compelling, and you get something like this. Like, it's good.
It's made...
It's fun.
$335 million so far, total.
That's a lot of money.
It is close to becoming the biggest new January release of all time.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
That's what I think flies in the face of nostalgia. I don't doubt that there is nostalgia behind it because
I think that's what got me hyped up. Exactly.
You know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying. I think at some point, if it wasn't as good as people are saying it is as good, that falls off rather quickly. You know what I mean? Because you go there for nostalgia, but then you hear, well, fuck, it's not really as good as we thought it might be. And
no,
you've seen that with
sequels. I think this is the one that just – this is one of those sequels that just happens to live up to the hype.
Right.
Like, it just – it was well made, well constructed. It's fun. The plot went places that I absolutely did not expect them to go. You know?
He didn't watch it, so –
so we're gonna
Tim get, over there didn't watch it.
So we're gonna get a little spoilery right now. If you don't like it, listen to the next episode.
I can explain the whole movie without seeing it.
No, you can't.
Black cops fight crime, but they're getting slightly too old for this shit.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
They are a little bit getting too old. Well half
mostly,
of the team is.
Yeah, mostly Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
Martin Lawrence feels like he's getting too old for this shit, right?
Yeah.
He wants to retire. Okay.
Yeah, told you.
But
that's not the crux of the story, though.
That's not the crux. The crux is that a guy who is the child of someone from their past is, like, assassinating people that have been put away.
Without care, bro. Straight just assassinating fools.
Yeah.
And the main thrust of it is that Will Smith's character, like, gets shot, like, immediately off the front. Like, and you think he's going to... I mean, they play it like he's going to die. You know he's not because you've seen the trailer, and the shit that's in the trailer hasn't happened yet.
Side note, those motherfuckers do race, and they do look really too old for this shit.
Yeah. They are too old for this shit.
No, I don't think so. They're funny. They're comedians. They don't have a Bad Boys wasn't really very stunty. I don't think. Like, just in general, I don't think Bad Boys was had a ton of, like, stunts. There was a lot of shit blowing up in all of them. But I think most of their stuff had was behind a car.
Yeah.
And so I don't – I think they could keep doing them. So there's an assassin who's coming. They free some lady at the beginning, and she's out of jail. And then her kid is just on a killing streak. And he fucking – he's asleep.
Like Call of Duty.
He's completely asleep. So you're seeing it on YouTube. Doyle's asleep.
I'm just checked out. I don't see this movie at all.
So. But that's why I'm trying to fill you in, bro.
He's fine.
I didn't ask for something.
I'm giving it to you.
I'm listening to you talking about how old they are. Like, there's not really much, like, action. There's not really much. Or, like,
the, no, I'm just saying movies. In general, like, there's not.
Explosions.
Yeah.
I'm listening. I just can't. I didn't see the shit, man. No, they both look really old to me. That's why I wasn't super excited.
I don't think Will Smith really looks that old, though.
I wish they would have made this movie, as you said before, at the last, they don't have to make movies in sequence. I feel like this movie would have been sweet had they made it a little sooner.
Like, maybe 5 years ago or something like that. I can get behind
that.
He's
just lost a step. Because, like, have you seen Gemini Man yet with Will Smith?
Yes.
Definitely lost a step.
I like the movie aside from the awful CGI.
Yes.
The CGI was fucking weird.
We're not there to fight yourself.
Yeah, no. It was never, really weird.
Have you watched that Van Damme movie? We're never going
to
be that, bro.
I disagree with his acting chops with you, unless he's with fighting with himself. I agree with you there. That it looked cheesy and it looked really weird. I don't think they've lost a step. I think Martin Lawrence taking the time to back out of Hollywood and then jump back in kind of revitalized him for me.
He looked terrible,
you know?
To me. Lawrence looks terrible.
Well, I can't like, help honestly, what he looks like.
Honestly, in the trailers, he doesn't – it looks less flattering than he looks in the actual movie.
Okay.
Like, and that's really weird because I remember watching the trailer and being like, oof, Martin Lawrence looks like me. That's not good.
I'm just saying a lot of people look awful that are really good actors. So what?
Right. Well, no, I just – like, there was a disconnect where he didn't look like he was healthy.
Right.
But when you actually are watching the movie, it's not as drastic as it seems. Just watching him like, I've been there. It's okay.
The fuck was that?
It's her complaining that she's not getting her wish.
Oh,
right this second.
That stinks.
Yeah.
I thought it was fucking hilarious.
I thought it was funny.
I thought it was really funny.
You had a distinct advantage on me because the version that I watched for some reason didn't have subtitles.
Mine didn't have
and there's
subtitles.
A lot of Spanish in this.
Oh, yeah.
I gotcha. And I was like, you know, I get mostly what's happening.
Don't you like I got gotcha. You. I got gotcha. Subtitles?
So, yeah, that was your advantage. Is you're like, oh, I speak that foreign language.
I speak me some Mexican. Are you going to come over here and whine now?
Yeah, that's what
I'll
that was.
I'll throw you outside if you want. Cool.
Trust me, it's very cold. You die of exposure.
But in general, I really enjoy this movie.
Me too.
It's a lot of fun. It ended up being a lot better than I was anticipating it being.
It's worth the 97% in my opinion, and the $350 million it's made.
Well, it definitely deserves to be watched. Like I definitely,
I'm gonna watch it.
I would recommend it for sure. And I don't think I
wanted to quite a bit. So,
so do I.
This one pulls a little bit more at your heartstrings than the other ones. I think because they're getting
it's
older,
like the
they
Jay
can't
and Silent
do
Bob
as much
of Bad Boys.
It's like grumpier old men if they were bad boys.
But they're not. Oh, you keep saying old men like they're in their 70s like grumpier old men were. They're not that old.
I don't know.
Dude, Will Smith is late 50s. I think early. Fucking DiCaprio's 50.
Let's see.
You look up Will Smith, I'll look up Martin Lawrence.
He's 51.
If you don't stop, you're going right
early
to bed.
So he's his early 50s. He's fucking he looks good. I don't understand where he looks bad.
I didn't say look bad.
Yes, you did. You did you say did. He looked bad.
They don't look like the characters they're portraying.
Like, they look like older versions of them.
You don't do that shit when you're 50. Like they're too old for this shit.
I don't think so.
People retire when they're 65.
Yeah, bro.
Cops don't retire until they're in their 60s.
They don't do the bad boy shit from like the first two movies.
But they don't.
Flying around.
They don't do
cars. Bad boy shit for life.
Now it's
they don't too much longer
to be pushing to this be age. Fair, a big part of the plot of the movie is that they don't right. do bad boy shit forever.
Like I said, I'm excited about that. But Martin Lawrence's character,
is constantly harping on, dude, do you want your legacy to be shit blows up body count? Or do you want to actually mature with your life?
Because he's talking about how Will Smith doesn't have a wife or a family or any of that kind of stuff, which is important to the movie. I don't want to spoil the whole movie because you seem like you want to watch the movie.
I do.
So it's tough to talk about it.
Number one, he's gay.
What?
It's a callback from the first movie. When the chick
I got you. I was like, what are you talking about? He's never gay. But I know what you're talking about.
I mean,
yes,
not that there would be anything wrong with that.
Yeah. No, it would just be completely afoul of his character. He's a woman's he's a woman's man. He's a ladies' man.
There
you go.
The title of the
I think
movie
you're trying to not say womanizer, but that's
no.
Exactly
he is a womanizer.
He is.
That's what he does.
The title of the movie would be so much different. Like, it'd be the same, but it'd have a lot of different inclinations.
Be like, bad boys.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of gay men after Will Smith.
Oh, I can only imagine.
After, yes.
Yeah. I don't know where he was going with that fight. Buddy, you can't weed before at recording anymore.
I didn't think I did. I thought I was going to come down. It's been too long.
I, for one, I give this a thumbs up.
I give it a huge thumbs up.
I want to officially recommend it.
They're
really
working on the fourth part
of course
as
they
well.
Are.
Well, yeah.
It turned into kind of like a...
Is it going to like tie into the original Jurassic Park somehow?
Maybe.
God, that'd be amazing.
It turned into kind of like Fast and the Furious, though. Like, not like cars and shit, but like... We got a job for you to, you know, lessen your jail time. You know what I mean? It kind of turning into, but if it's funny, fuck it. I'll watch it. I don't care.
They are fucking hilarious.
They are
with
funny.
Each other.
I'm assuming
some of my
funny.
Favorite scenes in it
oh,
are
so
with
funny.
The with his son-in-law, who's the dude from the second
movie. Yeah, Reggie, bro. Reggie comes back.
That stuff is super, super funny, especially the. Man, that first date, we were definitely trying to get rid of you, and you stuck around, and, you know, I got some respect for that. Like,
motherfucker Reggie, bro.
That shit was
I
hilarious.
Popped for Reggie. I was like, oh, shit, it's Reggie. I was excited. I was excited. I don't know why, but I was really excited.
It made me laugh. I don't know that I was like, boom!
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit, Reggie's back, bro!
So which cop duo from movies do you think is your favorite cop duo?
Ooh. Duo? It has to be a duo?
They always end up being duos.
Yeah, like partners.
No. I like Beverly Hills Cop. That's a trio.
Okay. I mean, sort of.
No, not sort of. For sure. Until the third one. Then it's a duo.
Yeah.
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 I guess duo
fair.
Then. Stick with duo.
Oh, fuck.
Because there is like, Lethal Weapon.
Oh, I do like Lethal Weapon.
There's that with
Rush Hour.
Rush Hour.
Oh, Rush Hour's good too.
In the Heat of the Night, because we talked about how that's like the original
buddy
cop.
That's not really
movie.
That good to me.
Oof, that hurts me. I'm not gonna,
I think
not
I gave
that
a three quarters down.
Oof.
I think. I don't remember. What else? What other fucking were you? You brought up a thing and I don't know.
Can I just.
Buddy
choose Brooklyn
movies.
Nine-Nine?
Yes.
That's like a whole cast, though.
I said, can I just choose Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Because that's definitely my favorite buddy cop movie, because all of them are buddies.
Of course, we'll out.
They're all cops.
The Nice Guy, The Heat, 22 Drum Street, Ride Along. Those movies are funny. Let's Be Cops. The Other Guys, that was a funny movie. Chips.
Chips?
Cop Out, that was okay. Hot Fuzz. Rush Hour, Bad Boys, Lethal Weapon, Tango and Cash.
Oh, it's a Sylvester Stallone movie.
Turner and Hooch.
That's
is
what
really a duo.
Yeah, Jim Belushi and
No, it's Tom Hanks.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it in forever.
Starsky and Hutch, Running Scared, 48 Hours. That's a really good movie.
Oh, that is a really good movie, too.
48 Hours. Beverly Hills Cop, Red Heat. That's a good movie, too. Stakeout. Alienation. MIB. Ooh, that's a good one.
Alienation's a really good movie, actually.
That's kind of off the cuff.
Man, I honestly, probably one of my favorites is going to be Rush Hour.
That's hard. It's so hard.
I love those movies.
They
make me laugh.
I think in Beverly Hills Cop.
Chris Tucker is really funny.
I think in Beverly Hills Cop, you get, even though it's a trio or a duo,
right,
most of it is Eddie Murphy.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, the other guys are funny, but I think most of that is Eddie Murphy. Rush Hour is, they're both like that. You get the action from fucking Jackie Chan and the funny from Chris Tucker, and then
you get a lot of funny from Jackie Chan, too.
And I like all three of those movies.
I would honestly say it's probably a toss up between Rush Hour and Lethal Weapon, because I love the Lethal Weapon movies too.
I think you're right.
So,
I think you're right. Rush Hour 3, when they're in the fucking they're interrogating the Asian gentleman and he speaks French. Yes. That shit's funny.
Yeah, it is.
That is really funny.
My favorite duo. It only lasts for the one episode, the one movie, but when Samuel Jackson gets brought in Lethal Weapon, or is that still Lethal Weapon?
No.
Die Hard.
Oh. Die Hard 3.
Oh, yeah. With the that vengeance.
He's wearing the signs as I hate the N-word.
That is such a good movie. Yes, it is. That's probably my favorite Die Hard.
My name is not Jesus.
Yeah.
It's Zeus.
He's like, why do you keep calling me Jesus?
Bolt up your ass.
That dude was calling you Jesus. He's like, what, do I look fucking Puerto Rican to you?
I mean, potentially. There's this amazing Funny or Die out there called Samuel L. Jackson Ruined Everything. And it's like people blaming Samuel L. Jackson for everything because their kids saw him do like smoking or blowing a car up and all sorts of stuff in a movie. He's all, how about this? How about you see my face on a movie poster? You don't fucking take your kids to go see that shit.
I don't know. He was in a kid's movie.
I know. The whole thing ends up being an advertisement for the rating system, to go. So, but it was really, really funny.
That's a good subject, though. Good duos?
That is a good subject.
Yeah.
From someone that's barely here.
He's fucking baked out of his mind. Are there duo movies that aren't buddy cop movies?
They're just a duo? Yeah.
Xena.
They're not cops?
Like friends.
Xena Warrior Princess. Yeah.
Oh, I know, but like that's it really good. Is. Hercules?
Hercules and Xena.
Because he always really has his friend, his little friend Titus or Tynus or some shit.
What as far as movies go though, I mean all of the View Askewiverse.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Like those are just
AJ and Silent Bob movies.
Like, technically they were heroes too.
Fuck yeah, they're heroes. Got to get super
the hero in my life.
I mean, in a lot of ways, Pulp Fiction is like a buddy movie with Vincent Vega and
yeah, you can't smoke anymore.
Jules. He didn't smoke; he ate.
Oh,
that's the problem. Is he felt fine, then he sat still for like 30 seconds. He's like, oh,
it's like the
fuck.
Food brought it back somehow.
It does that.
We need to cut you off the day of the show.
Yeah, probably.
It'll make for good video later.
I'm still listening, but yeah, I'm gone.
Well,
I like we're talking about Bad Boys for Life. I like the movie.
Me too.
We could talk about it deeper, but I don't want to ruin it for Doyle. So,
and for sure, I give this. I mean, we went around already. I give it a thumbs up. He gives it a thumbs up. You should. You should pull your thumb out of your ass and go watch it, Doyle.
What are you doing on like 8 days off that you couldn't spare 2 hours?
I just started that. I have all of next week off.
Oh, that's right.
It just happened.
Yeah.
That's right.
I haven't had the off yet, bro.
He's getting there. Yeah. Calm down. This is the start of the off. It's like apparently 40 milligrams of fucking edibles.
Weed. I ate the weed.
You know that
I tried to watch The Exorcist. Freaking me out. I went to get a shake.
He was talking to the demon next to him.
I went to get a shake. Motherfuckers don't have no shakes. Now we're here.
Oh man.
Well, be sure
to visit us at www.totlb.com, which is the old man way to say it. And of course you can go to patreon.com/totlb to support the show. Be sure to find us on all of our social medias. We will be recording live next. If you're watching on Twitter or Twitch or YouTube, we'll be going to Facebook and we'll be staying on Twitch and YouTube as well. So be sure to check us out.
Pass, bitches.
Pass that. I've been Gabe.
I'm Juan again. That's all right. Don't worry about it, bro.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
This has been episode 178 of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
75, 76, 77
of Thinking Outside the Long Box. You're right.
We're in the 70s.
Definitely in the 70s.
170.
The age that he thought Will Smith was.
John Morrison just entered the Royal Rumble.
Said late 50s, early 50s. Oh,
the Royal Rumble's going on right
still pretty
now?
Fucking old.
I don't want to watch it.
Oh, gross.
Black Lesnar?
Brock Lesnar. He's the number one entrant. They're going to let him go all the way to the end.
Some black Lesnar?
Just like a Lesnar, but a black version.
Bye.
Huh.
Call him Luther instead.
Luther Lesnar?
Luther Lesnar?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.